Like so much else, education news has been consistently downbeat, with many students still reeling from the academic and emotional toll of the pandemic. Today, though, a bit of hope and joy from a classroom in Connecticut, where a bunch of first graders are playing with puppets, moving their bodies, and learning how to do something called shake out the yuck.
Look at your faces, how that changed. How are you feeling now that you just shook it?
Happy.
Yeah, I see lots of happy faces. Absolutely.
There, alongside all those happy faces, was NPR's Corey Turner with the rest of the story.
Leticia DeNoia stands at the front of her classroom at Natchog Elementary in Windham, Connecticut.
Do you remember last week we worked with our puppets, right?
Yes.
And we learned a new strategy.
The first graders sit crisscross applesauce on the reading rug.
Do you remember what that strategy was called?
Riley.
Belly breathing. For when you've got really heavy feelings, like
Angry and sad.
Or you could probably feel sad because someone took something away from you.
That's definitely a reason.
For many of these kids, it was the pandemic that took something away. Most at Natchog come from working class families and qualify for free or reduced price meals. Some lost loved ones to COVID. Many saw parents lose work. In thousands of schools across the country last year, that kind of stress followed kids back to class and led to all kinds of disruptive behavior. But with help, kids can be incredibly resilient. And that is what this new program, Feel Your Best Self, is all about.
So today, we are going to learn how to change your feelings when you might be feeling heavy and we want to make ourselves feel lighter.
The kids get quiet. They love this part, when they get to watch a video with puppets. Last time it was about belly breathing, and today's strategy sounds even more fun.
It's called shake out the yuck. Can you say that?
Shake out the yuck!
In the video, a whimsical blue puppet with tufts of purple hair, named CJ, starts to panic before performing in a school talent show.
Now everyone's grown-ups are here, watching. Oh, uh-oh.
One little boy cringes and winces for poor CJ.
He was feeling nervous because there's a lot of people and he didn't want to go on stage.
Then CJ's friend, Mina, in red glasses and a hoodie, tries to help. She remembers a basketball game and having to take a free throw with everyone watching.
I felt like I couldn't catch my breath. It was kind of scary.
So if that happens to you too, well, what do you do?
I shake out the yuck.
At this point, DeNoia's first graders hang on every word.
When I'm nervous or scared, or both, I imagine those feelings are stuck all over me. And then I shake them off like this.
DeNoia invites the kids to shake it out with Mina. Feel Your Best Self has 12 short videos in all, each built around a simple strategy with a kid-friendly name, like Shake Out the Yuck, Float Your Boat, and Chillax in My Head. Some are about understanding and managing your own feelings, others about helping friends, and all of them hinge on the magic of puppetry.
The puppets took hours and hours to create.
Emily Wicks is co-interim director at the Ballard Institute and Museum of Puppetry at the University of Connecticut. During the pandemic, Wicks sent out emails to researchers at UConn's NEAG School of Education, fishing for collaborators. Her pitch? You want to help kids right now? And we have puppets. One of those emails went to Sandy Chifulius, a UConn professor and a trained school psychologist.
It was very small scale, right? It was like this little idea about how could we maybe partner together and try something out.
Chifulius was worried about all that extra stress on kids and that schools wouldn't be able to help them.
Teachers were stressed. Systems were stressed. Nobody had time to do professional learning, to do something complex. I mean, that's just ridiculous to think that we could have.
First grade teacher Leticia DeNoia has seen it firsthand. Kids returned from the pandemic with really rusty social and emotional skills.
Sharing and learning how to take turns and learning how to deal with disappointment. And there's just things that they missed out on with not having that socialization. And so we need to find a place to teach it at school, too.
So Chifulius and Wicks at UConn cooked up Feel Your Best Self. The idea was these scripted puppet videos would be easy and free for schools to use, even if they don't have a trained mental health specialist on hand, which many don't, or they have one spread across hundreds and hundreds of kids. For this pilot program, the first graders also got to make their own puppets.
Say good morning to your puppet.
Good morning! Good
morning! The Feel Your Best Self team has given every child a brightly colored sock and all kinds of add-ons like bug eyes, sticker stars, and yarn hair. I've been in a lot of classrooms as an education reporter, but I cannot remember seeing kids more joyful. With the puppets on their hands, a shy girl becomes bold, while a boy, normally bold, becomes gentle and loving.
My puppet's feeling calm.
It's feeling calm. I love it.
Riley, how are you feeling?
Happy.
One little girl, Nevaeh, raises her hand.
When I went here, I was shy and nervous sometimes.
Sad and nervous? Because it turns out today was Nevaeh's first day at this school.
And are you feeling a little bit better now?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Back at her desk, Nevaeh tells me she's already made two friends, and one of them, Galilea, helps her with her new puppet.
Then you just stick it on, take the stringy off, and then you can make a beard if you want.
This kind of harmony is showing up school-wide. When I visited in late October, teachers here had yet to write up even one serious behavior problem. Now, the Feel Your Best Self team are adamant. They do not see their work as a pandemic fix-all. What it is, they say, is one little thing that schools can do to help kids manage in a world that even the grown-ups can sometimes feel so unmanageable. Corey Turner, NPR News, Windham, Connecticut.
Feel your best self every day.